Good afternoon. It is Thursday, January 31st, 2019. This month is finally over. It is 1:30 p.m.
It ain't over yet.
The County Administration Workshop in the BCC Conference Room. First up on the agenda, we have Department Business with Public Works, and we have Director Rob Brandes here. Item 1A1 is the contract with Timber Mountain Construction for the replacement of the Sand Creek Bridge. And the second part is related, so I'm going to announce that as well. That's Amendment Number 1 to Personal Services Contract with David Evans and Associates for Design, Construction, Engineering, and Monitoring for Replacement of the Sand Creek Bridge. So, take it away.
Good morning, Commissioner. Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'll start a little bit further back because Commissioner Fowler has not had the privilege of the Sand Creek saga. So,
thank you.
This bridge washed out in the New Year's Day flood of 17. Yep. And at the time, there was a failure on the GPID facility below that. So it basically made a whole lot more elevation change, and it just scoured upstream, chasing to find level. And at the bridge itself, it scoured about 8 feet straight down in about 24 hours. So that went all the way under the abutments and everything else in that bridge. I was just telling the gals out front, went from like an 81 sufficiency rating to like a 19 overnight. That's just decades in
both
moments.
Both sides of it, or just the one side?
One side's hovering, the other side doesn't have a whole lot. Yeah, I mean, we blocked it off to ped traffic even. It's that scary. So of course, it'd be just that last 180 pounds did it. So we applied for funding through the State Bridge Emergency Fund Program, and it was granted. So in front of us here, this is the kind of getting to the end of the line. The engineering is, the design was done, went out to bid. We actually had 9 bids for this thing. That is the most I can remember on a project ever. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, fantastic numbers. It was a really good spread. I think first and second difference was about 20,000. Timber Mountain got that. They should, because their primary, he lives about a mile and a half away. And they've done a couple bridges for us now. They do fantastic work. Couldn't be happier with it.
All concrete replacement?
Be a concrete deck, yep. The new bridge is going to be about 81 feet long as opposed to the old one that was 30, just because with the bridge construction rules now, you have to go twice the active channel width. So theoretically, you're getting abutments and everything else out of the eventual danger of it flooding again. So
is it going any higher?
No, it'll stay at grade. Yep. Okay.
But it required us to get permission from the property owners on all four corners and.
Acquisitions all.
Well, is the irrigation district helping at all, or are they standing by and waiting for us to build a bridge?
Yeah, well, and it's a county bridge anyway, so we could get into the debate as to what caused what. I looked at that facility and I was not surprised it failed. But they didn't ask me. So.
And everybody on that stream up north has had property damage as well. So pointing the fingers could happen, but it doesn't help us get the bridge replaced.
Luckily, we got it under exchange, so that really limited our exposure and. It's just one of those. It's a low volume road, but it's a bridge. It's critical to the folks out there, and the bypass going down to Woody is not a reasonable long term solution. So,
do you know about the exchange?
Nope.
Basically, we take federal funds that come with all the stipulations, and we give it to the state, it costs us 6 cents per dollar essentially, and they give us clean money back that we don't have all the stipulations.
Oh, really?
They use the Fed dollars on big projects.
Why didn't we use that for the bus check?
It was almost like she foreshadowed it. Yeah. So
I didn't know there was a way to wash money.
Yes, this is legal laundering.
Yeah, Commissioner Morgan has seen a similar version of this. So, I'm sorry, did I just give you the position one?
Yeah.
Never mind that. We'll get to that in a second here.
We'll just hang on.
Here's the bridge one. So, on the left-hand side, that is what I would call the old method of how we typically did bridges. The State Highway Fund, once a bridge has been awarded funding, they would come up with an estimate at the top. That's the 1.847 is what they came up with for Sand Creek. They take that 10.27% off the top, and that is effectively for ODOT to manage that project. And what they do then is they're able to federalize some of their bigger projects, exchange the money, launder it, however you like to call it, and then disperse it back out to the smaller programs. So at that point, so our responsibility...
Legal laundry.
It is absolutely permissible.
No, I'm just kidding.
So we basically would have 100
for a 6% cost, but anyway.
No, 100. So the other was 189,000. So it's 10.27 match. So we didn't care what the bridge came in at; they just did it. It was out of hand. So the new way we're doing it now is using the exchange funds on the right there. So they come up with a lower initial value because the implication is you don't have as many federal hoops to get through. So we got $1.6 million or so. They then take 6 cents on the dollar, so that gets us down to that $1.557 million. And as you can see below, it came in under budget. So effectively, we have zero out-of-pocket costs instead of $190,000 we would have if we had opted to go with the match program.
Traditional.
Right. On top of that, it gets even better because when you do a project like this, you're able to retain any equipment used as part and parcel of the job. So we needed two $15,000 signboards that are going to be ours after 3 months of this project.
God, that's good.
Yeah.
Double benefit.
So and as you can see, we're still leaving money on the table. I couldn't convince them we should try for like a pile driver or something. That probably would have been pushing the limits a bit. But
we need a speed radar.
Because
of traffic on
we weren't sure at the time if we're going to have enough money, and I wanted it sooner than that. Yeah, because I don't know. We had that debate. Do we try to get the reader trailer in there, too?
Where does the money go back to?
It would go back into the State Bridge program. So if there is, we're leaving money on the table unless something ridiculous happens during the project.
Probably already has contingency in it.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. But we're not paying out of pocket.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the good news. We dodged that. Yeah. So this is going to be our model going forward unless we see something that looks just really scary. And you really can't get hung out to dry. If this project could come in, say, $200,000 above what they have there, you can go back to the bridge committee and say, hey, you guys blew your estimate. So it's not like we would be exposed to
it. Oh, you're not already.
Yeah. It's fixed. Really, if you're willing to jump through the hoops internally as we did, it's almost a can't lose.
But it meant that it took us 2 years to get to this point that we're awarding a contract, and they've, on that area, been without a bridge for 2 years. Mm.
Right, and just
but instead of local dollars paying for it, we said that was worth the wait.
Yeah. Worth the fight.
Or if it was a 6.5 mile detour instead of a 0.5 mile, it would probably have
changed
how we attacked it too.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean we're excited. It's been a longer process than you would hope, but it's the end result's gonna be fantastic.
Well, if government ever started moving fast, people would just change their expectations.
So
what do you need from us today?
That would be for them to get the Sand Creek contract on for Wednesday for Timber Mountain is the first item.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second one that is peripherally related is to
Does that go admin or consent? Yeah. Okay. It feels like it should have been budgeted for years now and planned. And just
it is budgeted, but I think is it given the size of it, it has to...
Go to admin versus consent? I don't think it makes any difference.
You know, when there's no money out of our...
I mean, it is budgeted. If you don't want me to come back Wednesday, I'm not going to argue.
Wow.
It might be fun to have you do a PowerPoint.
It's a big enough one. It's probably worth, yeah. And the folks can hear about what's going on. Sure. We can do the dog and pony show. Okay.
Were you at our Wednesday meeting this week?
No.
It was all dog and pony show.
I hear it was, yeah.
I don't know what to say.
So then item A2...
Neither of us want to be the dog or the pony.
No. Not sure where I am in this, but I'm all right.
Okay, so we will move it to Wednesday.
Okay. Item 2 is peripherally related then. So the second follow-up of this is, by going through this process of the exchange, we're not able to entirely have engineering locked down as the project starts. And ODOT would have managed that part of it to say, okay, here's what else we need. So this follow-up contract with David Evans is for them to now do construction, engineering, inspection, environmental monitoring, all that stuff on the project. We put in $188,000. Their guess is it couldn't have been half of that, but these are really now, it reflects the unknowns as when the project started. So these ordinarily would have been behind the scenes. ODOT did all that for their 10.27%. Instead, we're now doing it in-house and working with the consultant directly.
Okay.
So that's those two.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. So JJ is going to join us for this third part, or is it just you still? Okay, item number 1B is a request for job description change for public works inspector.
So this was a position we used to have once upon a time. And the intention is actually to have this position replace our engineering tech 4 position, which is budgeted, so it's a budget neutral decision. And Public Works, in reinstituting this position, just made a few small changes. But it needs, because it's not an active position, it just needs board approval. So it's simple, easy peasy kind of deal.
Our intent would be to advertise internally. We've got two potential candidates. It sounds like only one will apply, but he's been extremely aggressive in getting the additional certifications and training and everything he needs.
He's a good fit.
Lights out employee. Can't say enough about him yet. And it's kind of a reflection of where we're going to be moving with that transportation bill that passed last year. We just know we're going to have more projects of this, $50,000 to $100,000 size that need eyes on them in the field.
Are you not being hindered by the new governor's proposed budget on the transportation stuff like transit is?
Mm-mm. The money, the additional funding for us, that was all part of that HB 2017, and that locked in gas tax registration, all that. So we have a forecast of what our additional revenue is going to be the next 10 years.
And oh, wow. The employer tax was supposed to lock in transit.
Right.
And the rule said it locks in the fee. And in the back, they took it out and they had it cost neutral.
Oh.
So the increases we were going to get to transit aren't.
Right. Whatever it is, 1.01 cents per whatever.
Something. We're paying for it.
Right.
They're just moving the
money. We're still paying that, in, right?
Yeah. So anyhow, I'm just curious how much of your transportation package is getting messed with.
They have not said any of it. Any of it has changed. All the guidance we keep getting is right on forecast, and we've already seen the increased payments. So, yeah, it phases in over multiple years.
But okay, just curious. I figured no, it's asking.
Geez, sure. Now it's done.
So I know.
Let my heart start back up again. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So yeah, we're getting to a stage where I'm going to have three more culverts for you guys to look at in a couple weeks here. The next three major ones we're going to go out for, and just it's jobs like that that you need an inspector on those things full time. And, you know, development's slowly picking up. I'm not going to say it's back where it was, but we're kind of out of the 2009, 10, 11 doldrums. So just we've got a need for more driveway inspection, street inspection, those kinds of things.
And just as a historical, Public Works lost, 25% of your staff as we had some budget cuts because the transportation funding just wasn't enough to support the needs of the department. Mm-hmm. And so for
is
a good
in
six...
10-year cycle?
Over the last 10 years, probably, yeah.
So for about 6 years, it was just, you know, we couldn't maintain everything that we have, so just try to keep the doors open, do the minimum that we can, deferred maintenance. And now that they've renewed the funding, allowed him to add a whole other crew, over the next 3 or 4 years, he's going to be tackling the deferred maintenance that we haven't been able to do for the last 4 or 5 years.
Right. Okay.
And so an inspector is more appropriate than an engineering tech 4.
Expedite that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we'll be, for next year's budget, I'll be looking to add probably a tech 3 or 4, some of the design skills. I'm not optimistic. That market is ridiculously tight right now, but I'll at least have it as a placeholder. All
right.
That's where it's at. So, yeah.
Okay.
Be an internal post and try to turn it around quick.
Cool. All right.
Sounds good.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
You okay with moving that change?
Yeah.
I talked to Dan about it a week and a half ago. So
I knew there was another person we're supposed to check.
We shipped him off.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I'm going to go out of order and go to item number 3, board business. A is Evergreen via plat map. And I would entertain a motion to approve the plat. It's essentially all we do is make a motion to approve the plat.
Right. Okay, so moved.
I'll second that. Any further dialogue? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 2-0. There you go. Unless you need to talk about it.
I don't need to talk about it.
Would you like to?
No, I don't want to. There'll be more on the way.
Life right. is good?
Yeah. Development's happening.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll get it signed and get it down to you.
I think it's going to happen right now.
Perfect.
So we have special pens.
Right, they have little flags on them.
I don't know.
Mine too?
Yep.
Yeah. Nice presentation.
Peter, I know you're gone, yeah, I mean, you've been our surveyor for what, 50 years? And
at least.
Since you were two, and no, I'm just curious, and do you ever expect anything else from us other than just assign it? I mean, is there ever discussion that it's challenged or questioned or
anything? Honestly not. You know, at one time in the past, there was an irate activist in the county here that liked to challenge them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it ever amounted to anything there. I mean, by this point, it's gone through all the approvals and reviews and everything. So,
right.
Yeah, it's more just a formality.
We're the formality of signing,
yeah,
but we never look
broken.
At them and,
right,
and challenge
right.
them. Or
yeah.
We never question anything on them unless
no.
you're wanting us to.
No. No.
I mean, we should check your work and go out in the field. And
you should. Somebody should.
Right.
All right. So well, thank you all.
Have a good day. Yeah.
And I'll get to meet you eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Have a more fun.
Thank nice
you, Darren.
To see you.
Peter, Darren, Darren, Peter.
Yep.
Right. I'm sure we'll talk later.
All right. I'm going to go back to the order on behalf of Mr. O'Hare, who is eagerly anxious to come up and speak with us on item two, which is the budget calendar under finance report and business update.
I decided I want Peter to bring all my stuff forward from now on.
Can you hold that thought for just a second?
Sure.
Is there a topic that you're here for?
No, I think the end was different when I first saw it, so I thought there was going to be talk about budget stuff specific to our office, but I don't
know. Oh, okay. So one of the things we have asked Arthur to do is different budget items to start going through with us, just getting us current on the budget. Not that we're changing things or making recommendations, we're just making sure we're as familiar with the budget as we can. So that's one of those things, but I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something that was important for you.
No, just watching.
Got it.
Okay.
And Darren, do you know Ruth?
I don't think we've met.
So,
hey, Ruth.
Obviously Darren Fowler, our commissioner. Ruth is the office manager, or what's your title exactly for the
budget
shirt?
Specialist.
Budget specialist. She's the smart one at the sheriff's office with all things.
The nexus related. Of all things.
Uh-huh.
There's one in every group.
So, okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't leaving you out and ignoring you. So, carry on,
okay.
Sir.
Good, thank you. On the agenda, I called it budget calendar, so you should see that in your packet. Two things, we already discussed moving the budget committee to Tuesday rather than on a Thursday, so I just wanted you to see what that looked like. I put it on a piece of paper, and here's what it looked like, May 7, May 14, May 21, Tuesday for the budget committee. As you know, that the first meeting we publish and put in the newspaper for to notify everybody. And then at that first meeting, the budget committee then sets all their subsequent meetings, or at least the next subsequent meeting. So my suggestion is a week, give a week between each meeting, but that doesn't mean the budget committee couldn't do it quicker if they wanted to, you know, meeting on Thursdays or 3 days in a row or whatever. But historically, it's been once a week, and that seems to have worked fairly well for the county over the last several years. The second point I wanted was on the budget goals and directives. So that's on the second piece of paper that you have.
That's not under the calendar.
It is part of the calendar.
Okay,
I send them
I
out
have
at
a
the same
for
time.
You, though.
Tangential.
When was
yes.
the Western Regional WIR? Western Interstate Regional Conference? Because that was supposed to be a conflict for Dan that we wanted to accommodate.
Right.
It
right.
sounded like he wasn't going to go, though. Has he talked to you about that?
Well, the problem is if he wants to be our natural resources liaison, he needs to go.
Right.
If he doesn't want to go, then maybe you should be our natural resources liaison. Is my
Well, either way.
That's my blunt opinion,
yeah.
is if you're going to take on natural resources, you take it on fully.
Right, then you go. And
yeah.
so he but may get his mind changed.
Either way, the... we'd want to see what the conflict may be. My thinking
it steps
was it
on
was
the
originally
14th. I know what the conflict is. It steps on the 14th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's 14, so 15, 16, I think.
Was
okay.
the dates?
Yep, because
okay.
then it goes right into county college that weekend.
Got it.
Yep.
Mm.
I had a mini conflict if I was to go. Yeah.
Well, you can go as well. There's no
right.
reason why you guys cannot do both. NACO, let's
so
look at that.
So that's one of the things we could say at the time on Tuesday, May 7th, of saying the next meeting
It's going to be Monday or
not. It's going to be on the Monday.
Yeah, or whatever.
We can do it the coming Friday. Typically, that first meeting, I hand out the budget. So the budget committee wants to have a week or so in order to have time
to study. Oh, to digest a bit.
And look at it and see what issues you may or may not want to. So I would say, yeah, the following week, either make it a Monday or Friday or give yourselves 2 weeks. Here's the budget, and you go for 2 weeks.
Go for May 21st.
All right, I've got to get back to the calendar here. So you have, you're going to pass it out May 7th.
Right, that would be the first meeting. You do your housekeeping, you know, set up the chair and the vice chair and listen to public comment. You have to advertise for public comment and then take the budget home. It's a short meeting typically on the 7th. It's a short meeting and take it home. And
well, why don't we pass out the budget earlier and have,
well, we have
the 7th be a longer time? Why don't we set something the last week of April?
Possibly. It takes quite a bit of time to get the budget put together. So it is possible, but it takes a lot of time to put the budget together into a format that's
acceptable.
You already
have the budget together. You know this.
It's nothing up my sleeves. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess for me, though, is I don't want to waste a budget night. And to me, to have a short meeting and not gel right into getting stuff done, if we received the budget earlier, we can get some things done in that night since we're already there.
True.
Or presentations and votes.
We have to advertise the first meeting.
Yes.
So regardless of when the first meeting is. So if the first meeting is still on May 7th, we have to advertise that meeting and still allow for public comment. So I don't know that I consider that necessarily wasted time, or that you could get more done. We could schedule, if we want, on the 7th to be a complete long meeting and have a couple of department presentations. The challenge is whether you've had time to actually look at the budget and be able to connect the department presentation with the budget document in front of you. Now they should be able to do that.
They didn't connect last year anyhow.
Yeah, they should be able to do that, you know, as they in the presentation. To make that connection. So, I mean, that's a possibility if you would like that. We can make the 7th not a short meeting, but make it a full meeting and have a proposed agenda where...
My preference is that if we're jumping in, let's get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And let's have the full meetings. We're already there and gathered. We have people driving in from the Illinois Valley for an hour meeting when we can get it and do a 2 to 3 hour meeting and gel through stuff.
Now, we don't even have to have what historically, traditionally, we've had 4 to 6. You know, there are several other municipalities around that have it during the day. You know, 9 o'clock to whatever. We could start it earlier at 2 in the afternoon and have, like you said, a much longer. But it's really up to you folks what you want to see happen.
It depends on how in-depth you go into the budgets. And what we would like to do. You're right, I have heard of other counties actually doing them all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And just going...
Getting it over with?
Yeah. But we have 3 citizens on the committee that...
Yeah.
I know one of them runs a business, so
right.
She may not be able to do that. I think the other two are retired, but I don't know.
One of them, Jim, but I'm not sure on the... I think Steve still has work.
Okay.
So,
which then we have to be mindful of. But
exactly. Yeah.
But I don't.
There's nothing wrong with a couple hours on the first meeting. That's fine. We've done that before. Last year, I believe, was the first year that we had a short meeting. And I don't know if it was really a complaint from the budget committee as much as it was a complaint from the
citizenry.
Certain citizens that said, you know, I haven't had time to look at the budget, and you know, it's not fair to be having presentations when I don't have my, you know, haven't had time to review the budget and, you know, ask questions. Doesn't preclude them from reviewing the budget, listening to the presentations, reviewing the budget at home, and then asking questions the very next meeting. We have we allow public comment at every meeting. So I think the argument is a little bit shallow that, you know, I don't have time to. You have time to, and frankly, to a great extent, our budgets have been pretty stable. So over the last couple few years, so I don't see that as being a. We're not throwing any new curveballs out there of something brand new that's never been seen before. So they should be able to have their questions lined up, frankly, before the budget's even presented.
Why is the hearing and the adopted budget a week apart in June?
That's to give you folks the opportunity to look at the final budget and have final public input, and allows you to make any changes should you want, or at least builds into the timetable to allow you to make changes. You don't have to. I believe the last time and the last several times at the hearing you've adopted the budget. So we just eliminated that second BCC adopt budget meeting because you've listened to the whatever public input during the public hearing and adopted the budget as is. You didn't.
So should it not say if needed or something like that, so the public isn't expecting a different.
Sure.
Because the other thing that comes to mind is our hearings and stuff that are 14 days apart.
Well, this is not. I don't publish this. I give it to you folks. I give it to the budget committee. But at each meeting we set the next meeting. So when we set the public hearing, that's when you would decide whether you wanted to defer that to the next week, or whether you want to make changes, or whether you want to go ahead and approve it that very meeting. Because if you think about it, public hearing is when the public is going
to
show up.
I'm not used to the process, so I'm going to let you define it. I just know, me and Dan are gone, or Dan's gone on the 14th. It'd be nice to skip that.
And do more on the 7th if possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we could do that.
Yep.
So Karen says she's not available on Thursdays at all.
Right. It's tough for her. That's what she said. It's hard on her because that's a busy day for her in her business. If you want, we could move that more into the May 7, May 21. What's after that? May 28th. May 28th. And then skip the June 12 and just make June 19 the budget hearing and adopt. The reason we want to give a little bit of leeway in case for unknowns, for things that may or may not happen, we have to have the budget by June 30. We have to adopt it in order to spend money on July 1. So there really is a drop-dead date that we have to meet. Typically what we've done is after the budget hearing, after the budget is adopted, the very next weekly business session we have the public hearing on a supplemental to do the current year cleanup and updates and everything. So typically we've had them on the same meeting, but typically we wanted to have those as two separate meetings. One for the budget adoption, and then the next meeting would be the supplemental for the current.
Well, and I'm just I want to make sure that we're mindful of whatever else is going on, including, I know Dan's going to be mindful of having to be in Salem during this time, depending on where the bill is and stuff like that, but.
Sure. But we can look at the 14th and say, no, because that sounds like almost that whole week is going to be tied up with either the Western Conference or the County College.
College.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be better to not do the 14th.
Yeah. And maybe then just say.
Or if you do the first one, call it intro night, short night. Be intentional to show it's not an expected full night.
Mm-hmm.
And then bounce back to the 21st, 28th if you want to. But
yeah.
Well, that works. And then the reason we have to have time between the 21st and the 12th is because we have to advertise, get it out there and give so many days before the public hearing. So we have to give ourselves enough time to publish the approved budget, the budget approved by the budget committee, get it to the newspaper early enough and give them time to format it and get it set up, and then give enough time from the publication date till the meeting.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out why we would think anything is going to change, because
it's a little presumptive to say we're going to have the public hearing and budget adoption.
When have we,
not that we can,
seen the budget committee say change that, we don't want that money in there?
The budget committee?
Yes.
We've had budget committee members try.
Is there authority to do that?
Yeah.
Should they be,
sure.
Is there allowance to allow it to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So if those recommendations are made, and then the board chooses or not to follow those recommendations or not.
Right. Now, what has happened in days gone by is that sometimes they'll make a suggestion that we want to move X amount of dollars from general fund to the sheriff's office. We want to give them an extra $50,000 for this particular reason or whatever. That's just a motion. It's seconded, discussion approved by the budget committee, and then if that's on the very same day that we're adopting or approving the budget, then we would just say we move to approve the budget as presented with the amendment, and then we'll, you know, we keep track of all that, write it down. Budget is approved. We make that adjustment for the additional $50,000 or whatever it might be, and then that's the budget that we publish in the newspaper for the adoption at the public hearing. So, I mean, it can happen that way, and it has happened. It's been quite a while since that happened, but it hasn't been that long since budget committee members individually have made suggestions and tried to make changes.
Any other thoughts or questions?
No, from my side.
So I'll leave the 7th as the initial. The budget committee can certainly give me feedback. When I send it out to you folks, you can certainly give me feedback to say, and I'll ask the question, do you want the 7th to be a longer meeting with some presentations? And then please note, you know, that we added, eliminated May 14th and added May 28th. Those kind of things. I'll make a note that it's, but that sound all right? Sound like what we talked about? Okay.
Sounds doable.
I will do that. And then the ancillary paper on the what we send out to department heads in order to get them going. And I'll just, there's just a couple things that I need to point out. One is that you'll notice that I put the Board of Commissioners will set budget goals. So we're at the goal setting workshop in February. I left the prior year goals, they were highlighted on the copy, but if you printed it out, it probably doesn't print the highlight. But I left them there just for your reference or your information that piece will be taken off, and I'll just have that one sentence that the budget goals will be set at the goal setting workshop. The two things I wanted to point out in the budget directives is that on item number 3, you'll notice that we're still telling folks at based on your current service level, your budget should be based on your current service level, which is mandatory or self-supporting. So,
but that's not accurate either.
No, that's what we've been requesting. What are you thinking?
I don't think we are at mandatory service levels. Mm-hmm. We're 10% below with some departments. So current service level is not mandatory level. It's mandatory minus 10%.
Well, it's mandatory to what we've been saying has
it's
been
accurate
mandatory
to say current service level.
Year.
It's not accurate to say mandatory, because then we would see something different with the assessor's office. Or
I don't know. I don't know if you would, because they're doing what they're doing, and I mean they're.
We lost CAFR dollars. She says that they need two
they're
more assessors
right on
to
the
get
edge.
The job done.
They're right on the edge.
Yeah, I'm just saying we've said that it's 10% lower than service level 1.
Right, we
which
did
means
say
it's
that.
Lower than mandatory.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
Okay, it's okay. Mandatory or self-supporting, because we do allow those programs that have additional revenues, grant specific usually, but you know, fees and charges to live within their, you know, live within their revenues. So that's the idea behind that statement. But what I wanted to point out with that thing was that we're not saying, you know, do an increase or do a cut. We're just saying you're at current service level. That's what I'm calling it. The other point is on number 9, where again I'm saying $2.5 million from the general fund to Fund 12, the law enforcement fund, which is sheriff, patrol, district attorney, and the juvenile shelter. The 2.5 will set them in.
Wait, the shelter is under Fund 12?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep, juvenile shelter, court and field, and now shelter since they opened. With the SRS funding, the additional couple million that we're getting from SRS, from the looks of things, 2.5 million from the general fund would be just fine for this coming year. Now, that's 1920. 2021, if we don't get any replacement funding from SRS or anything, then we may need to look at bumping up the general fund to the patrol to maintain that program. But for next year, it looks like the 2.5 will be just fine. So we don't have to increase it. It was what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So if you're...
I don't think that's right. It's not the shelter that's in Fund 12. It's the juvenile...
No, the shelter detention is in, the juvenile detention is in 17, the adult jail and juvenile detention.
But the shelter is funded by the forestry, so that's
correct.
Not in a separate fund?
No, that's part of Fund 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we moved the money from forestry to Fund 12, so it's a transfer in order to help fund the shelter program. But yeah, the court and field, you know, probation folks and the shelter are part of that law enforcement fund.
Okay.
So with your approval, I will, with the changes that you've made, I'll get that out to the department heads and the budget committee folks, for the calendar and the department heads for the goals and directives, and say, let's start putting together a budget.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
And of course, you folks, part of our insistence is that the liaisons are involved with, you know, that every department head will come to their liaison and talk about that budget. So that is all I had to bring forward for you folks, unless you want to chat about anything else.
Not at the moment.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So the next item on the agenda is going back to board business, and it's...
Thank you.
Item B is the Allen Creek Jurisdictional Exchange. What are we talking about on that?
Just to follow up from a messy meeting.
I think this should go to a legal question, legal day.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
There seems to be some discrepancy between the city's interpretation and ours.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to be able to have that conversation without exposing liabilities or anything like that.
I noticed that you didn't state where you were at on the Allen Creek project on Monday. Dan was pretty clear.
I wasn't sure where he stood. I was one of the ones on the council saying, don't do that same cross-section you've always done.
Right.
And every meeting we showed up and the same cross-section was there. So at some point I kind of stopped saying, are you serious? Because every meeting they come back to the same cross-section. I think they could get more creative and they don't know how. Or they're not willing to.
Not willing to or whatever it is.
And so it's kind of one of those things that, why are we a part of a conversation that it doesn't matter what our feedback is?
Well, because we still have a dog in the hunt. This is an analogy Dan might use.
I don't think the county has any. At this point, the only thing that we have in it is to defend our constituents that live on the road that have expressed concern about how much property is being taken away, how speedy the roads will be,
right,
that they've had no voice. Because, when we came over here, we said, why are you still doing that same, why have you not done anything different? Yeah. And the first thing in the MOU says they will, or the county will cooperate and will be able to, about the plans or the design. Well, there's not. When you have two of them saying, we don't want that design, and yet that's the only
it's
design.
It's still the thing that comes back. They put two little jogs in it. You could barely see them.
It doesn't change the width of the road. It doesn't change.
Well, so what about condemnation? If it's legal, would you be before jurisdictional exchange?
So city is saying that it doesn't matter what we do with the road because it doesn't change that the properties are still county properties.
Right. That we still have to be the ones to condemn.
And I guess that's kind of curious to me. I'd like to hear county's weigh in on that.
Opinion on that.
Because
right.
The MOU also says the city will be doing all of the condemnations, even in the name of the county.
Oh, really?
When you look at the two sheets that they provided us on Monday of what's the county's responsibility, what are the city's, the city says they will do all the condemnation.
Well, and if that's allowed then it'd be allowed here.
Well, that's why I have more questions.
Okay.
But Mark and Aaron told counselors after the meeting, now we can't do that. And
right, but that doesn't mean it's over.
Yeah, I hear you. So I think it'd be easier. The city's the one that really wants the project done.
They get the project afterwards. It's theirs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if they want it so bad, then how come there's never been a dialogue of let's be willing to do something different?
Right.
And
or why haven't they responded to that existing dialogue?
Or it's just, we can't. Well, they did take the tree planters out, so now they're just tree wells, I guess, in the sidewalk. But again,
still 9 feet across.
But if there's a tree there, it's not.
It's going to be down five or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not impressed.
Well, I'm all for it.
I know.
So I'm tired of watching it languish and nothing happen. It's the epitome of government foot dragging.
Yeah. It's curious to me why it's not done yet.
Yeah. That's epitome, by the way.
I know.
Gotcha. I'm borrowing my Michael.
It's like my dad who always puts the
emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah, that's
so he's a fan of the comedian as well.
Yes.
And I can't pull up his name. Brian Regan.
I just know that it's like I was with you. We're good.
I know. Well, Brian Regan's actually the only comedian you can take your mom and your pastor to with you. Yeah, he's funny without being controversial.
I'm not. My feelings on the Allen Creek project is that it's no longer something we're concerned with. I mean, I know we are, but it's kind of like I'm over it.
But if we could get out of it with the jurisdictional exchange, I think that's the one way to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would support if they want to do that, but otherwise.
All right. Because my neighbor will be by to talk about it, I'm sure.
Well, we've already got emails from some that's like, that's nice. You know, it's like, but we've never said take bike lanes completely away. We just said move. Combine them with something else. You know, it's not anti-bike. It's not anti, you know.
No, I get it.
But again, I don't know. We'll see.
Well then, does Wally know he needs to do something?
No.
How do we ask him?
Walk over there when the meeting's over.
It's that simple.
Yeah. He's not there, but we can ask Pat.
Sure. The Office of Legal. Okay.
I came up with another concept for all this moving stuff today. I called him in with an excited job.
Oh? Uh-huh.
It's moving finance instead of legal. And putting legal through finance because they have to be public facing. Finance does not have to be. They only serve the county. But legal has people from the public go in all the time. So why are they not the ones that
we got to get that on paper so we can start debating something.
Yep.
Instead of these ideas.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yes. I hear you.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to move on to C, which is reappointing Sean McGilvery to the airport advisory. He's a good asset out there, so that can move forward. And then item D, unless you have an objection.
Yeah, we don't have to make a motion. We can just appoint him.
No, it just moves to Wednesday.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And then matters from commissioners.
I brought nothing. Except I got a look on the roof today.
Lucky.
And in the jail. I know.
I've
it was
never kind
done
of
that.
Fun. I've missed both commissioners, other than myself, have gone. And
we did go to the basement, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we saw all that.
We saw some of the remodeled basement, even. And
so Ryan and I went and met with...
I got to see Ryan's office and operations as well. But we sliced off these two. I'm not sure why it was Trish. Got left outside. Oh.
Johnson and I met with Ryan Wilkins. We went over just kind of, I laid out to him what my concerns are with the facility, that I am interested in making sure that we're utilizing the facility to the best that we can, mm-hmm. and that we're taking into considerations that if we do this, what's the domino effect, or what's right. being left out, or can we access, or and in mining that I'm trying to protect access from the parking lot, from the public. I'm trying to protect CGIS from being something that we have to be mindful of. So just kind of, and then the whole that the courts want a single access point, what does that mean? That means that the public isn't going to other things. It's a single access point of...
Right, and they stay in there.
Mm-hmm. So he asked if we can meet next week with facilities and his staff to kind of look over that. So.
Oh, good.
All right, well, since Arthur left, I'm going to assume we're not going to go over the budget items he wanted to in the budget overview. And if there's nothing else, we get it adjourned.
There is nothing else.
Awesome. Thank you for your flexibility. It was odd to testify this morning again.
Well, no worries.
It was, I found myself able to, I don't know, it was just weird, memory lane kind of thing. So I didn't expect to get to do that. But yesterday, testifying at the Capitol was beneficial and gave me a chance to talk with Representative Leaf afterwards, who represents Maryland North in our county,
mm-hmm.
and also Wilson's staff, and just kind of seeing what bills they have going. And it's going to be a long session of waiting to see if bills get any traction or anything else like that. So we can weigh in on all this stuff, but it doesn't mean anywhere if they don't make it out of committee or if they don't make it to a point.
Right. It's all part of the sausage making, I guess.
Exactly.
No, and I'm really hopeful they can come out with something that we could actually live with, because if they come out with a bunch of new ideas for revenue, that's going to be really tough on business and personal. So.
Alrighty. No, I hear you. So, okay, anything else? All right. Then, with that, we'll be adjourned at 2:18.
2:18 it is.